Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22, Text 24, right? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ahimsaya paramahamsya charaya. Ahimsaya paramahamsya charaya. Smitya Mukunda Charita Grihasidhana. Smitya Mukunda Charita Grihasidhana. Yamar Akamayar Niyamash Kyapi Anundaya. Yamar Akamayar Niyamayash Niyamayash Kyapi Anindaya. Niriha Nirihaya Dondva Titikshaya cha. Nirihaya dvandva titikshaya cha. Ahimsaya paramahamsya charaya. Smitya mukunda charitagyaha sidhuna. Yamair akamair niyamaischapi anindaya. Nirihaya dvanda titikshaya cha. Ahimsaya by non-devotees, by non-violence, sorry. Parahamsya acharyaya, by following in the footsteps of great acharyas. Smitya, by remembering. Mukunda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Acharita agya, simply preaching his activities. Sudhuna, by the nectar. Yamai, by following regulatory principles. Akamai, without material desire. Niyamai, by strictly following the rules and regulations. Cha, also. Api, certainly. Anindaya, without blaspheming. Nirihaya, living simply, plain living. Dvanda, duality. Titikshaya, by tolerance. Cha, and. Translation, a candidate for spiritual advancement must be non-violent, must follow in the footsteps of great acharyas, must always remember the nectar of the pastime, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, must follow in the regular principles without material desires, and while following the regular principles should not blaspheme others. A devotee should lead a very simple life, not be disturbed by the duality of opposing elements. He should learn to tolerate them. Purport is long. Purport. The devotees are actually saintly persons or sadhus. The first qualification of a sadhu or a devotee is ahimsa or non-violence. Persons interested in the path of devotional service or in going back to Godhead must first practice ahimsa or non-violence. A sadhu is described as titikshava karunika Bhagavatam 3:25-21. A devotee should be tolerant and should be very much compassionate towards others. For example, if he suffers personal injury, he should tolerate it. But if someone else suffers injury, the devotee need not tolerate it. The whole world is full of violence, and a devotee's first business is to stop this violence, including the unnecessary slaughter of animals. Devotee is the friend, not only of a human society, but of all living entities, for he sees all the living entities as sons of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He does not claim himself to be the only son of God and follow all others to be killed, thinking that they have no soul. This kind of philosophy is never advocated by a pure devotee of the Lord. Shruhida sarvabhuta dehinam, sarvadehinam. A true devotee is the friend of all living entities. Krishna claims in Bhagavad Gita to be the father of all species of living entities. Consequently, the devotee of Krishna is always a friend of all. This is called ahimsa. Such non-violence can be practiced only when we follow in the footsteps of great acharyas. Therefore, according to our Vaishnava philosophy, we have to follow the great acharyas, the four sampradayas, or disciplic succession. Trying to advance spiritual life outside the disciplic succession is simply ludicrous. It is said, therefore, acharyavan purushaveda, one who follows the disciplic succession of acharyas, knows things as they are. Chandogya Upanishad 6:14-2. Tat vijnanartham shagurum evavi gachet. In order to understand the transcendental science, one must approach the bona fide spiritual master. Mandaka Upanishad 1:12. The word smitya is very important in spiritual life. Smitya means remembering Krishna always. Life should be molded in such a way that one cannot remember alone without thinking of Krishna. We should live in Krishna so that while eating, sleeping, walking and working, we remain only in Krishna. Our Krishna Consciousness Society recommends that we arrange our living so that we can remember Krishna. In our ISKCON society, the devotees, while engaged in making spiritual sky incense, are also hearing about the glories of Krishna or his devotees. The Shastra recommends Smartavya Satatam Vishnu. Lord Vishnu should be remembered always, constantly. Vismyatavyo na jatu chit. Vishnu should never be forgotten. That is the spiritual way of life. Smitya, this remembrance of Lord can be contained if we hear about him constantly. It is therefore recommended in this verse, Mukunda charitya kriya sad sidhuna. Sidhu means nectar. To hear about Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita or simply authentic literature is to live in Krishna consciousness. Such concentration in Krishna consciousness can be achieved by persons who are strictly following the rules and regular principles. We have recommended in our Krishna consciousness movement that a devotee chant 16 rounds or beads daily and follow the regular principles. That will help the devotee be fixed in his spiritual advancement in life. It is also stated in this verse that one can advance by controlling the senses, yamai. By controlling the senses, one can become a swami or goswami. One who is therefore enjoying this super title, swami or goswami, must be very strict in controlling his senses. Indeed, he must be master of his senses. This is possible when one does not desire any material sense gratification. If by chance the senses want to work independently, he must control them. If we simply practice avoiding material sense gratification, controlling the senses is automatically achieved. I'll read that again. If we simply practice avoiding material sense gratification, controlling the senses is automatically achieved. Another important point mentioned in this connection is anindaya. We should not criticize others. Methods of religion. There are different types of religious systems operating under different qualities of material nature. Those operating in the modes of ignorance and passion cannot be as perfect as that system in the mode of goodness. Bhagavad Gita, everything has been divided into three qualitative divisions. Therefore, religious systems are similarly categorized. When people are mostly under the modes of passion and ignorance, their system of religion will be of the same quality. A devotee, instead of criticizing such systems, will encourage the followers to stick to their principles so that gradually they can come to the platform of religion in goodness. Simply by criticizing them, a devotee's mind will be agitated. Thus, a devotee should tolerate and learn to stop agitation. Another feature of the devotee is nirihaya, simply living. Niriha means gentle, meek or simple. A devotee should not live very gorgeously and imitate a materialistic person. Plain living and high thinking are recommended for a devotee. He should accept only so much as he needs to keep the material body fit for the execution of devotional service. He should not eat or sleep more than is required. Simply eating for living and not living for eating. You get it? Sleeping only 6 to 7 hours a day are principles to be followed by devotees. As long as the body is there, it is subject to the influence of climatic changes, disease and natural disturbances. And therefore, and threefold miseries of material existence. We cannot avoid them. Sometimes we receive letters from neophyte devotees questioning why they have fallen sick, although pursuing Krishna consciousness. They should learn from this verse that they have to become tolerant. Dvandva tikshaya. This is the world of duality. One should not think that because he has fallen sick, he has fallen from Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness cannot continue without impediments from any material opposition. Lord Sri Krishna therefore advises in Bhagavad Gita 2.14, Tam Titiksha Bharata. My dear Arjuna, please try to tolerate all these disturbances. Be fixed in your Krishna conscious activities. Very nice purport, huh? Actually, this verse is a very practical verse for us to understand how to progress in Krishna consciousness, to actually come to this platform where Prabhupada is speaking in this purport. To become devotee of Krishna, we have to come to this platform by, knowing this thing very well. Yeah, read a candidate for spiritual advancement must be non-violent, must follow in the footsteps of great acharyas, must always remember the nectar of the pastime, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, must follow the regular principles without material desires. And while following the regular principles, should not blaspheme others. A devotee should lead a very simple life and not be disturbed by the duality of opposing elements. He should learn to tolerate them. So, the very important quality of a devotee here explains is tolerance. You know, nobody wants to tolerate anything because Opposite to tolerance is disturbance. Everybody is disturbed in this Kali Yuga. That's the basic character of this material, this Kali Yuga, is everyone is disturbed at every moment. And Prabhupada explains here in the purport that the material world is the place of duality, happiness and distress, sukha dukkha. Sometimes, very happy, next day, miserable. This is the duality. Right? So Krishna, explained here, one need to learn to be tolerant. It's a very, very important quality of anyone, especially a devotee who's trying to progress in spiritual life, to be tolerant. Just like now is winter, before was summer. I've never heard anyone not complaining. So cold. We say it so many times, like chanting japa. Very cold, very cold. And summertime, so hot. We can feel it. So this is the duality. Hot and cold, happiness and distress. These dualities of life. Opposite quality of a devotee. Sadhus, mentioned here, sadhus, they're completely tolerant. This is Kali Yuga. We're living in Kali Yuga where everything is so disturbed that Eka Hastin Mahan Guna. In this Kali Yuga, the greatest quality that we can really relish, and that quality, Eka Hastin Mahan Guna, the great quality, Mahat Guna, Kirtana Deva Krishna Shya, is to chant the holy name of Krishna. Kirtan. It's the only thing, only good thing. You open a newspaper, you watch the news, it's all bad news. It's all bad news. Oh yeah, they can look, they look forward to watch, they watch the news every day. And then you go, you finish your work and hit home really quickly so you can be on time for you to watch the news. But it's all bad news. Forest fire, accidents, car accidents, people eaten by a shark, drown in the ocean. It's just on and on. Government problem, vote right now, vote me. Nobody wants to vote Prabhupada and Krishna. They're the one who say, promise me, I'll protect you. But nobody wants to vote Krishna. Krishna can only actually give us what we need and protect us for good. So sadhu. Sadhu means one who is fully convinced of Krishna. Always remembering Krishna. Always thinking of Krishna. Shatatam kirtayanto mam jatantas diravata namasyantasta nam bhakta nitya yukta upashate. Krishna says, Satatam kirtayanto mam. Always think of me, become my devotee, chanting my glories. Yatantasa dhiravata, with full conviction. And they say, there goes Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. In loka koi, they don't have any intelligence, so they take to Krishna consciousness, they drop out. No, we are, devotees are the most intelligent people, because we have taken to Krishna consciousness. We have this Bhagavatam. What book they study? Some economic. Economy is to get a job so you can live a life, to earn money. It's not more than that. Bhagavatam gives information how to solve the problems of life. Everyone is full of problem. The problem is, we don't remember Krishna. That is the main problem of every problem. Material problem cannot solve another problem. It only brings a problem. But spiritual activity, serving Krishna, devotional service, bhakti yoga, is the solution to all problems. If you have Krishna, you have everything. You don't need. If you have $10, if you have $100 or $1,000, $10 is in it already. Similarly, if you remember Krishna, you have everything. Nothing to worry. People say, don't worry. But they're full of worries. As soon as you lock the door, you go in back of the door and you're full of anxiety. The anxiety is there. How to be Vaikuntha? Live in Vaikuntha. Live in the spiritual world where there is no anxiety. Ekdam akanka. Because we don't have a desire for sense gratification. Sense gratification. Prabhupada mentioned here, sense control. We must control senses. Nobody talks about it. Oh, don't tell me that. Let's go out. and do whatever you want to do. Let your mind be free. Don't think about controlling it. Let it be loose. That is the problem. Problem is when it's too loose. There must be sense control. There must be system. Prabhupada speaks here, system. There must be rules and regulation. There must be regulatory principles. What makes us different from animals is that we have principles in life. If there's no principles, they're animals. Even animals have their principles. Rules and regulations is meant for human society, to guide the human society for proper order and system and control. If there's no rules and regulations, then we're not human beings. They say, Jatamat Tatapat, do whatever you like. Every path leads to the same goal. That's all nonsense. You see, when you go to the airport, and there's people coming from everywhere, all over the world, every time, day or night, there's people coming. I'm thinking, wow, everybody must be going to the Melbourne Temple. So many people are coming today. They have a big festival on Sunday. No, everybody's not coming here. Everyone's going different places. Some are going home, some are going to another place. They're arriving, or somebody's transiting to go another place. Not everybody's come to Krishna. So Krishna says, those who come to me, they live with me in peaceful life. The sadhu is one who tells others about Krishna. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Amar aagya guru haya taravadesh. You become a guru, means one who tells others about Krishna. Whomever you meet, people are all speaking, baat kar rahe, you know, talking. You talk about Krishna. No need to talk about anything else. Sometimes they have this thing called manabrata. They cover their face, they don't speak. Some people. But they're thinking in the mind. If you cover your mouth, that's one thing. That is not our process. We talk about Krishna. If we cover our mouth, then how are you going to speak about Krishna? And write it down. Don't speak. Can I see what you're thinking? What's in your mind? We don't know what you're thinking. There's the brahmacharis, the Mataji was trying to get across the river, and that's the story. And the two brahmacharis, the Buddhist story, said, "No, we are brahmachari. We are monks. We don't touch the Mataji." But she was drowning. They need to get her across the river. And then the one said, "Okay, I'll carry across the river, so she doesn't get drowned." So. And he did that. And then, and finished. Cross the river, and she went off after thanking him. And the other brahmachari, hours later, said, "Wow, how did he feel to carry the Mataji across the river?" Like hours later. He said, I did what I had to do. I crossed her so she didn't get drowned and finished. I didn't think anymore. But you're thinking in your mind, oh, how was it? You're contemplating your object of your senses hours later. So we have to do what we have to do as a service to Krishna. Bas, no more other things. Think of Krishna. There's no other business in this world. Like go to the toilet. Yeah, you know, some people go to the toilet and they're there hours and hours. They're reading newspaper on the phone. That, your business, go to the toilet, bus, and you come out and finish. You're not going there to have a good time. Isn't it? The material world is a place for not for a gentleman. We come here, do our duty, serve Krishna, bus, get out. Don't get too be distracted by other things. Distract devotees, sadhu means one is focused, one is fixed. Bhagavan, Krishna, that's it, nothing else. Just give me a minute. I just want to go to the shop and do something else. If you're going to the La Trobe University and do your program, and that's the program. You don't go halfway and say, "Oh,
Give me a minute. I just need to go to the shop and do this. Stay focused in Krishna consciousness. That's the meaning of a sadhu. Sadhu is he who is focused on Krishna. That's the purpose. That's the essence of this purport. If we don't have Krishna consciousness, you cannot tolerate. Basic quality of a devotee that he's thinking of Krishna. He's doing everything for Krishna. So when you don't have that understanding, you will want to do other things. How are you going to be tolerant if you don't have Krishna consciousness? If you have that understanding, yes, I'm here to please Krishna. Even I'm here to cook for Krishna. I'm singing is not for me to show off. I'm here to please Krishna. How I can attract Krishna? So we sing melodiously. We dance for Krishna. I see some people that sit down like this. Hey, get your hands off. Get dancing. You know, isn't it? Dance and sing in ecstasy. No. I don't want to take my hand. You know, when you come here, you have to take off your gloves, take off your shoes, wrap in the holy name. How long are we going to live in this world for? If we live for 5,000 years, 10,000 years, 1,000 years, then you have something to worry about. Oh God, I'm going to be here so long. We don't even live for 100 years. Such a short time. Get into the spiritual activities. We have such an opportunity. They say Australia is it's a place of opportunity. So we all come here and like in India, it's very hard to get a job because even if you have a PhD and you have a big degree, but it's not... I was talking to a rickshawala. He spoke really good English. And he had a IT and PhD degree, but he couldn't get a job, so he was riding a rickshaw. But when you come to Australia, you have a place of opportunity. And if you don't, you do some service. So human life is life of opportunity. That opportunity, the highest opportunity, is to go back to Krishna. It's where you can remember Krishna. By Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Smitya, mentioned here, Smita. Smitya means to remember. Remember Krishna. We remember so many things. That's why devotees, they read Krishna book at night, before sleeping. Because you can remember Krishna. You dream of Krishna. When is the last time you dream of Krishna? You dream of the deity of Krishna, Krishna didn't speak to you. That's good enough. At least you dream of Krishna, or Krishna's devotee. So if you have a bad dream, you think of some opposite sense gratification thought in your mind, you will think of that at night. So you have to think of Krishna. That idea of our purpose, of a Krishna consciousness movement, Prabhupada explained the purpose. Titikshava karunaka. One need to tolerate, one need to rise above material sense gratification. Develop love for Krishna, love for Guru, attachment to Krishna, attachment to devotional service. Our purpose is to not live here and make ourselves comfortable. Our purpose of being here is to get out of this place and go back to Godhead. Just like being in a hotel. You don't go to a hotel and start to make arrangements to live there and start painting the wall and adjusting the chairs and beds. Everybody knows. You were there for a short time and you're going to get out from there. So, similarly, we are here in this world for a short time. We don't try to live here comfortably. And I have children, have big family. Mera paribar bahut bada hai. Some people get married, they spend millions of dollars. And after some time, they're no more together. What a waste. All that money they can use for Krishna. We need money here. You know, a devotee gets money, they can use it all that for Krishna's service in a big, big way. Thousands of ways. So, a sadhu, a devotee, he knows his purpose of his existence. The purpose of his living is that he knows, he's very aware. Atmakyan, he has knowledge of the soul, he has spiritual knowledge. He's fully convinced of his human life. What his purpose of being here? Is to serve Krishna. That's all. Like you go to the pick flower or making a garland. And then you think, no, let me put the garland down and, and have this do some other things. Don't be distracted. Stay focused in your service. Dhirabhrata. Dhirabhrata means one who is focused, one who is convinced, one who has taken the vow of serving Krishna. In Bhishma Dev, he says, I will remain brahmachari for life. And then the flower fell from the sky. The demigods, because Bhishma Dev was so powerful. And people got scared. And we say, I will say brahmachari, no flower come on me. So we don't have that full conviction like Bhishma Dev. We have to have that kind of conviction. I'm going to serve Krishna. That's what I'm here for. I'm here in this world. Krishna has sent me to this Hare Krishna temple. This Hare Krishna temple is an oasis of the spiritual world. Prabhupada used to say these are the windows of the spiritual world. Oasis, embassies of the spiritual world. So we are full of opportunity here. If we don't take advantage of this Krishna conscious opportunity to remember Krishna, how are we going to remember Krishna at the time of death? Then think, koi baat nahi. Don't worry. When time comes, at the time of death, I'll remember Krishna. Don't worry. Now let me do what I want to do. Enjoy my senses and do whatever I have to do. Paribar, family, have a good family, live nicely. What Aram said. You know, they always say that. Aram say. Take it easy. And then when I turn 70, I'll go to the temple and pray a little bit. And Bhagavan is last. No, we don't have time. You see, today, people are dying all the time. At a young age. There's no time to muck around. This every moment of a human life is so rare. So no, death is, what is death? Every moment that we lose, that is death. For us, as a devotee, if we go a day without remembering Krishna, without serving Krishna, that's a great loss. That's a loss for us. That's why I always know, wherever we are, always have to remember, stay focused in knowledge. Just like yesterday, I was having like, it was almost at the end of the day, and I still didn't finish my rounds. And I had like 4 or 5 rounds, and it was already like 9 o'clock at night. I'm thinking, what's this nonsense? So then I took my beads and I was walking up and down, chanting. And then I felt so wonderful. I went to sleep, finished the... Then I can start a new day chanting the japa for that day. They have left over for the next day. That's not good. There have been anxiety. That's my anxiety. I didn't do that round nicely. Our anxiety should be, I didn't do the service nicely. I didn't cook nicely. I didn't chant japa nicely. I have difficulty with this devotee. And all these issues. Prabhupada mentioned here, one should not criticize another devotee. Very clearly. I remember 1970s. Nobody even talked about another devotee. Anything. Now you hear people talking each other. Just this, so through social media, they are all criticizing each other. If you criticize a devotee, you're criticizing Krishna. Because we are Krishna's devotee. We are connected to Krishna. Think about it. How it works. Look into yourself. Why we are here? If we think we are so pure, what are we doing here in this material world? We should be there in the spiritual world. It doesn't take much to be a good person. If you are good, everybody will appreciate you. If you say something nice about a devotee, that itself is an act of devotion. Because you're glorifying a devotee. You can glorify Krishna by glorifying Krishna's devotee. That's how it works. Okay, this devotee, that devotee. Don't mind, that's not your problem. There's somebody who will check on it. Let us continue serving Krishna. That's my job, is to serve Krishna. My business is to serve Krishna. My business is to develop love for Krishna. How am I going to develop love for Krishna if I criticize a devotee? You think Krishna will be pleased with that? Isn't it? So you have to see things in a very positive way. Positive way means when you put Krishna in the center. When you think, when you see Krishna as the supreme, as our lover, as our master, as our everything. That's positive. No, family first. Of course, our family is Krishna's family, Prabhupada's family. Spiritual family is first. Just like this morning, everybody is working on this microphone. Damn thing is falling around and broken, this and that. This is not a new thing. Even Prabhupada, they used to have a hard time getting the microphone going. It was even that time. Kind of like a leela. And now it's working. But they fixed it. Yeah, that's the thing. They fixed it. The problem was not always ongoing. So the process is working. So just need to organize. So the idea is Krishna consciousness is a place for us to reconnect, is to connect to Krishna consciousness. The process is perfect in its own way. But if we say, like if you're taking a shower, and I go and tell you, you're taking ages to take a shower, but are you taking a good shower? You're soaping it, and I remember when I lived in the ashram in Sydney, they had only one shower in the ashram itself, one shower, and that was like 20 brahmacharis, and then there's one guy brahmachari, he'd go in there and taking like ages to finish his shower. And I don't know what he was doing. So we're all waiting out here in line. And we turned off the hot shower, the knob. And pretty soon he was out. So the thing is, it's not a place like enjoying your sense gratification. Properly explained, sense gratification is the key to the blockage. And so if you want to get up and take a hot shower, get up early before others. And I remember in Mayapur, when I lived in Vrindavan, Gurukul, if you want to take a hot shower, they had this thing called electric thing, and they put it in a bucket. And sometimes, if it's a metal bucket, it can get electrocuted. Really wake up. We also had to wake up in the morning. We really got woken up. And then they didn't have the electric bucket, and put them in a plastic bucket. The plastic was melted. It's pretty hard to enjoy the senses over there. So then they have this thing, generator. It brings the water out because the water goes up in a tank on the roof. So we get the cold water from the roof, from the tank. In the winter, it's really cold. So they have the pump, and that water comes right from the ground, so it's warm. So we'd wait for that. So we can make many adjustments. But I was just, I get up. I just close myself and take a cold shower. And before you know it, it just feels good afterward. Just suffering is very limited, actually. Enjoyment is more when you are serving Krishna. Of course, in the material world, it's all suffering. But if you serve Krishna, there's no suffering. We think, oh my God, it's going to be a long day. I have to get up and chant so many rounds. And do this, do that. Before you know it, it's the end of the day already. Time goes. Time flies when you're serving Krishna. Time flies when you're enjoying. Well, it depends what type of enjoyment you're doing. Krishna consciousness enjoyment, it is no suffering. Time flies. You see, many of my friends and devotees, they already passed away. They serve Krishna all their life. Time to go. There's nothing to worry about. Krishna is in control of everything. So, in this verse, it's a very wonderful verse, this purport Prabhupada is so explaining so nicely, very practical. This Hare Krishna movement, Prabhupada explained, this movement is the place to create sadhus, first-class devotees, this temple. And I've been a devotee more than 40 years now, and I've seen people come and go. Many of my friends, they left. And they call me, kya karai, what are you doing in the Hare Krishna? Like that. One guy said, oh, it's good to see that you're still going. I said, what else to do? Not like you. Struggling in the material. This is what we're supposed to be doing. You know? They're still alive. I'm still alive. But what we do for Krishna is what counts. People are living. A tree, they live for 1,000 years sometime. They say, oh, I want to be healthy. So I do yoga. But how long can you live? Trees live for a long time. The idea is living is not the idea is not to live for your living, like Prabhupada mentioned here. We just live for the sake of living. Our purpose of living is to develop love for Krishna. Bhagwan. Bhagwan ka bhakti. Otherwise trees are living. You can live like a tree. What's the purpose behind? They don't even eat a pizza. Just water and air. So, our purpose of living is to live for Krishna, is to live for our Guru Maharaj, is to serve Krishna. Just a few days ago, Subhag Maharaj was here, and he had all this group of people with him. I never saw them before. So I went to see Maharaj upstairs, and all his disciples, there were like maybe 10 of them. They were like, they're so nice, they're so loving. And they were like next to Maharaj's feet, one was in his knees like this, and Maharaj was sitting there. I just felt like such a nice attitude. They have such nice attitude towards their guru. So I told them, in front of Maharaj, I told them, you people are very devotional to your guru. You're so loving to your guru. If we can all be like that, we can be progressing like anything. You're so wonderful. You have love for your Guru Maharaj. You're connecting us to Krishna. So Subhag Maharaj is connecting his disciple to Prabhupada and all the way to Krishna. People are going to appreciate us. They're appreciating Krishna. If I say, what's your name?
Hayagriva.
So if I say, Hayagriva, you are nonsense, this, that. You're not going to like that. And especially your mother. So, how can Prabhupada say that about my son? Right? And you're not going to invite me to your home for prasadam. Oh, definitely not. And you may even say, I don't like this Hare Krishna movement because the devotees there are not nice. So I always see how to connect people to Krishna. So I see what I say, what I do, my behavior, my action. Always know what the back of my behavior is to make sure that I don't offend people. I'll tell you a story, like a quick story. I told this story before. In the 70s, they started this 24-hour kirtan. I already told you, in Mayapur. There was one boy who had to go for operation. So they started singing. So we started singing 24-hour kirtan. That's how they started it. So they said, they had only 50 devotees in Mayapur at that time. Maybe even less. Whole of Mayapur, 50 devotees. So there's lack of devotees to do services. So they asked me to sing while they're taking prasadam, lunchtime. I completely opposed to it. Because lunchtime I should be eating. That's not the time to sing. You know, I said, you can get someone else, not me. I don't want to miss out on prasadam. I didn't have much understanding. I thought singing is actually the pleasure thing. Not. So they said, no, you have to do what you are told to do and keep quiet. So at that time it was like that, very precise. I said, okay. So in the Gurukul, they had different boys, Gurukul boys. They would serve prasad to everyone. They had roster. So I told that boy, make sure I have a lot of prasadam on my plate. Otherwise, you know, you're going to get it. Maybe even beat you up. So then, yeah, sure, no problem. So then I went to do kirtan. I was thinking, you know, every hour looking at the clock, what time? 1 hour is going to be over, 1 hour. I was going very long because when you look at the time is really quick. I mean, not quick, it's very long. Anyway, and then I rushed to the kitchen. That time our kitchen was the back of Samadhi, Mayapur, big kitchen. There's only kitchen. And when I got there, I look at the plate, there was hardly anything. A little bit of rice, a little bit of everything. And I want this mountain of rice, and sabji, dal, everything. And next to the plate, there was Jayapataka Maharaj. He was sitting there. He was always late for prasadam. I don't know why. He said he was having a meeting. And he was with this Bhakti Tirtha Swami. I clearly remember. They were talking while they're eating. They have meetings, and so they come late. My plate was right next to Maharaj. And I was just looking. I was so frustrated. I said, this is nonsense. You know. So I kicked the prasadam. He went all over Maharaj. In dhoti and stuff, you know, dal and rice, and I thought, now I'm going to really get it. But Maharaj didn't do anything. He took me inside the kitchen office, and he preached to me for almost an hour. You know, the glories of prasadam, glories of Krishna, how to be respectful to a sannyasi and a sadhu and a devotee. He gave me instructions. So just like it says here. So I was really, really impressed by Maharaj's behavior. I thought he's going to just whack me with a stick, like everybody does. But he didn't. And I was really impressed by Maharaj's behavior. So, I thought, Maharaj knew how to deal with others in different ways. Somebody maybe need a stick to make them understand. Someone maybe just need some sweet words or preaching. So, different ways. So, he knew that. As devotees, you know, everybody is a preacher. We all are a preacher in this temple. We have to know how to deal with everything, to try to make everyone Krishna conscious through our, you know, our way of preaching Krishna consciousness in many ways. So this, you know, every day of our life is a lesson. Time we wake up, morning time we go to sleep, there's every moment of a devotee. There's a saying in English, there's never a dull moment for a devotee. There's never a dull moment. Because every moment is full of joy, full of enlivening. Every minute of a devotee is ecstatic. Just like I came in the temple here, I thought the devotee sitting here is very ecstatic feeling. This is not material world. This is spiritual world, this atmosphere here. So when you sit down here, you chant japa with everyone. This is chant Hare Krishna, talk with devotees about Krishna. Katayantascha mam tushyam. The devotees, they're conversing about Krishna. They're taking great pleasure in conversing about Krishna with others. Krishna says, the devotees, they take great pleasure. You talk with the devotee, you can really enjoy it. We talk with non-devotees, there's hardly anything you can talk about. What to talk about? If they don't talk about Krishna, there's not much to talk about. How much can you talk about material things? It's very limited. But spiritual things, Hare Krishna Katha, philosophy, is unlimited. Like this book, is so much. We haven't finished reading it. There's so much to talk about when it comes to spiritual consciousness, spiritual realization, spiritual topics, philosophy. It's unlimited. Bhagavatam is so much. And if you go to Brahma Loka, you know, the people have more brain. So they have bigger Bhagavatam. Each Bhagavatam is this size. People live long life. So they have time. So, always see what is positive in Krishna consciousness. Don't criticize. There are others who are meant to do. It's their job. Our job is to not just say, see good things in others. Just like this problem. This is Sevya, what's your name? Sevya Bhagavan. Sevya Bhagavan? Baba. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, he makes very nice bread. Just this long bread, you can carry it on your shoulder almost. And such crunchy and sweet. I mean, he always, whenever, if you walk in the kitchen, he's, oh, I know he's going to make bread. You know, so. So I always try to see the devotees, each individual devotee, they have a particular character in them that they can do for Krishna, what they can do for Krishna. Someone can do some work for Krishna, someone can do a puja for Krishna. They're good at it. So you utilize your ability, your responsibility to serve Krishna in a perfect way. I remember, I'm not trying to, my mother used to cook for Prabhupada. She passed away last year, and Janani Prabhu told me this story. One time Prabhupada had this preparation, and Prabhupada said, "Who cooked this?" And everybody, "Oh, this Mataji." And then that was my mother. So they asked, bring her up to my, I want to see her. And so Prabhupada said, "You cooked that? It was very nice." I said, "When you go back to Godhead, you will cook for Krishna." So this is direct instruction. She has no choice not to go back to Godhead. She has to go back because she needs to cook for Krishna. So get the blessing of Prabhupada. So if we have to see, if we do whatever service we do, we have to see that this service, to do it perfectly, that Krishna will be pleased with it. When Krishna is pleased with this service, perfect, that's perfection of your service, devotional service, when Krishna is pleased. I have worked in Hong Kong for many years before I did yoga. And I used to work for this one devotee. He had a diamond company. So my business, my job was to pick up the diamond. You don't use your hand because it gets dirty. You have to pick up the diamond with the tweezer. It's a technique. How do you drop it? You drop the diamond, it's very bad. So if you're selling and you don't know how to pick it up, they just laugh at you. It's a very technique, and pick it up, different size. So first when I joined, first thing I did, at least for 1 month, how to pick it up. Just pick up and put it in a box. They have sizes, different sizes, to exact size to go into that box. So like 10 pointer or carat size, so that I pick up. Just, it's amazing. And have to turn it, because you turn it and you throw, look, and you're holding it on a tweezer and then checking it. You don't drop it. So you have to know how to pick it up. And so my job was to pick it up and check the color and put it back in the box and check the weight one by one. Exact weight. One little bit, because you know it's all depending on the price. So then after you put in the box, you put the whole box on the scale. And you check the weight of the whole thing. And then you put the size, the number, everything, and put a wrapper and you give to the boss. This is done. They check everything. Both a job. Perfect job. That's perfect job. You've done everything really well. So perfection of devotional service is when everything's all around perfect in every way. It's all good. Devotees are happy. Krishna is happy. Guru Maharaj is happy. Good quality. Everything. Is when you don't criticize other devotee. When you chant japa, you know, we can chant. It's a struggle to chant japa. But that is the thing. When you sit down to japa, all day you didn't have any problem. As soon as you sit down, suddenly your mind is going everywhere. Because that's the time. Are you actually focusing on Krishna or not? Before you know it, you passed one or two rounds, and then you didn't think of Krishna, you're just moving your mouth. So how are you chanting? Everything we have to do, check on it. Just like that job, check everything correctly. It's not that you finish your rounds and that's it. Quality. Even one japa you did nicely, that's going to be counted as perfection. Because at time death, Hare Krishna, you think of Krishna. That's going to be all around. It's all connected. So chanting 16 rounds, the other day we were talking about, Gaudiya Maharaj, we were talking about, you know, Srila Prabhupada, you know, I asked my teacher, why wasn't he going to Mangalarti? He started it. How come? And the teacher said, that's because Prabhupada is already remembering Krishna. He doesn't need to. He's thinking Krishna always. For us, we need. At home, wherever we are, we need to read books, we need to think of Krishna, we need to chant our rounds. To talk to your wife, talk to your husband, talk to your friend, all in a good manner, Vaishnava manner, and respectfully each other. That everything goes smoothly. There's Krishna in the center. House of a devotee is like a temple because you are serving Krishna there. You're offering your food to Krishna. Not only here, even every devotee, you're only here for a few hours and then throughout the day you're at work. So how are you going to remember Krishna? That's the thing, wherever you are. Grihe thako, bane thako, sadahari, vale thako. Wherever you are, griha in a home or when in a forest, wherever you are, you have to think of Krishna. Sadahari, bale thako. Call out for Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Kaisa laga? Yes, bro.
We had a request.
Yes.
From our audience.
For what?
From our audience. From our internet audience. They want to hear the questions.
Uh-huh.
On internet.
Uh-huh. So
who sets up who's setting up in the morning? We should set up the cable.
Oh, so they need to have the microphone.
Yeah, because this recording here is taking the other wireless connection.
Right.
So we should set up the cable mic for the speaker. Then we can use the other microphone to pass around.
Right. They have two microphones.
We need two.
Two, right.
And we have to. We also have got two wireless mics.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
We only use one because we're using the transmitter.
That's a good point. Yeah, they should be.
Otherwise, when you take a question, repeat.
They don't hear it.
Yes, I don't hear.
Unless I repeat it or the speaker. If not, I have to stop because I also need to cook today, this time. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.